Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU here in the XTU studio. I'm Dave Cruz, along with producer Donnie. Andy is out and about.
Hello! Well, I'm not really out and about, well, but you guys are more out and about than I am.
True. You're at home for the foreseeable future?
Yeah.
Although,
yeah,
what does that
mean? That seems so ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Although, it's funny, we do have you Skyped in, so here in the studio, we can still get a look at you, and you've decorated your office there. You're wearing grown-up clothes, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, and you use the word office, which I appreciate. I'm in the basement of my house so that when the family wakes up, you know, they're not running through and creating havoc, although I'm sure it'll be coming down in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. But one of the things that, you know, life is different for everyone right now, right? Like, chances are you're not going into work. You're working from home. And if you have kids, then you're also homeschooling them, which, let's face it, none of us signed up to do. So that's an added pressure. And just when you think things can't get any worse, we have a little bit of relief for you. And that is the Oat Show.
Yes.
And I'm just so disappointed that it took me until last night to find this channel and to watch these amazing sports, because I was glued to TV last night while I was watching the 2019 Death Diving World Championships.
Well, I was going to say and you know, we should probably be asleep around 9:30, but I get a text from Andy, who included me and Donnie on this text. If you're not watching ESPN2, you're missing the greatest sport ever.
And it is. Dave immediately was like, death diving? Yes.
It is amazing.
They're human specimens. Like, because at first I watched and I was like, Tori, are they just trying to belly flop? And she's like, no, they have to look like they're in slow motion as they're diving. And then all of a sudden they tuck. So they're like, you know, so they're bending in half so that they don't belly flop, but they still create a huge splash.
Right.
and I guess it's a Dutch thing or something, but that was hilarious to watch. And then right after that was dodge juggle, which who even knew that was a thing?
Sounds like a Mad Lib, like they're just cramming words together and then making sports out of it.
It's true. So, I mean, who thinks to do, not only to create a sport, a new sport like dodge juggle, but then to televise it? Right? Like, you've got moxie, my friend.
Yeah, and kind of like you, like once I flipped over at 9 p.m., I was like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. And you look back, they did this all day, apparently. Yes. You can pull up the schedule on their website, and it's like every hour or half hour, it's a new ridiculous game. Looking at the lineup, I'm very sad that I missed the stupid robot fighting league.
Right.
You know, you remember like the robot fighting leagues where these really smart people put together these fighting machines, but this one, you can like tape wood sticks to your robot, like anything you want to fight. It's ridiculous.
That's hilarious. We did turn it on because as we were just approaching the house, I got a text from my friend Jane, and she said, marble racing is on ESPN2 right now. So I was like, oh, good. We're only a mile away. So we went home. We watched the end of marble racing, which is hilarious.
What happens with marble racing, by the way? How do you do it?
I didn't watch it from the beginning, and I was only like in and out while I was unpacking our stuff. But it's kind of like these marbles race through nature. So they're in dirt and like going down, and then they're passing sticks and things like that. But there are teams of marbles from what I can understand. So there was a red team and a green team. And every once in a while, like one team would take over the other as they're, I don't even know where they're traveling. I don't know, but there's dirt and stones and sticks and things. And then there's a winner at the end. And so that got us hooked. And then after that, you know, came the Death Diving World Championships.
Did you catch the slippery stairs?
I didn't. No, but I have been watching it on YouTube a little bit. Yeah, because I can't get enough of this stuff now. But I heard you talking to Donnie, Dave, about Golden Tee and how you're afraid to play it because you were going to get your hand stuck. Did I hear that right?
Any games with the ball, like Centipede, I never played, or Golden Tee. I'm afraid that ball that's in the console, like when you zoom your hand really fast, that your skin's going to get stuck.
So what is that a golf game?
Yeah, it's a golf game.
Oh, right. So you have to, like,
you
that's
zoom
how
your
you,
hand. Yeah, that's how you, like, tee off and hit the balls. You zoom it really fast.
So you think your hand's going to get stuck?
I never play those games, yeah.
Wow. You must be very delicate. Your hands must be supple. Do you have supple hands?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to hold them up to the Skype. What do you think, Andy? What do they look like?
I mean, they look unusually soft.
I'm waiting for them to grow. did you play Centipede back in the day? Because I believe it's also up for the National Video Game Hall of Fame this year, Centipede and Frogger and stuff. Did you play Centipede?
I was not a big Centipede. No, I was more like, what was that one? Like Asteroids? played Asteroids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Where you blast the rocks apart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was fun. Yeah, so Centipede a little bit, but, you know, as I got closer, it went faster, and then it gave me too much anxiety as a kid, so I had to stay away from that one.
And with all these weird games that were on TV, because normally I don't think any of us would just go to this channel and even look for something like this, much less watch it for hours.
For sure,
right?
But there's nothing else new to watch. Right.
So, yeah, and you can only binge watch a show so long before you're like, okay, I need a little break.
Seriously, it's like brain candy because you're learning something new. I mean, even though you might, but maybe that's what you end up doing. Maybe this is going to inspire you. And once we're allowed to go out in public again and actually, you know, have a conversation with each other, then maybe when sports start up again, you're going to think, you know what, that marble racing is for me. So let's talk about the new things that you discovered, whether it's on TV or whatever. What have you discovered since we've been, you know, keeping our social distance? I think that's what we want to hear today.
Yeah, let us know if there's something new for you. 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.